AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Vice President Kamala Harris's speech in Atlanta is squarely focusing on abortion rights. She pointed out many states with strict abortion bans had already lacked adequate resources for women.
Think about that. And these hypocrites want to start talking about this is in the best interest of women and children? Well, where you been? Where you been when it comes to taking care of the women and children of America?
Voters are lining up to cast ballots in Minnesota, South Dakota, and Virginia, the first states with early in-person voting. Dave McKinley in Minnesota voted early.
This is the most consequential vote in my lifetime, certainly in the new millennium. This is serious.
Former President Donald Trump has tried to sow doubt about mail voting and encouraged voters to cast ballots in person Election Day. Israel says its airstrike today near Beirut killed a senior Hezbollah military official. Hezbollah has not confirmed this. At least 14 people have been killed. Ali Ramadan lives in Beirut. He says the criminal Israeli enemy targeted a building with its people and residents. As always, it, referring to Israel, has no respect for old or young, nor for anything in the world. We in the circle of the resistance will remain steadfast. Hours earlier, Hezbollah pounded northern Israel with 140 rockets. A new report says communication breakdowns with local law enforcement in Pennsylvania hampered the Secret Service ahead of the assassination attempt in July of former President Donald Trump. Ronald Rowe is acting director.
We're at a pivotal moment in the history of the Secret Service and at a pivotal moment in the history of our country. And I've directed that the Secret Service embark on a significant paradigm shift that will redefine how we conduct protective operations.
A strike by Boeing factory workers shows no signs of ending after its first week. Stocks finished mixed. This is AP News. A judge in Kentucky was shot and killed at a local courthouse.
A local sheriff has been charged with murder in the killing. The governor says District Judge Kevin Mullins was fatally shot in his chambers. Letcher County Sheriff Sean Steins opened fire following an argument. He was taken into custody at the scene without incident. It was unclear whether Steins had an attorney. Kentucky State Police Trooper Matt Gayhart says they're still learning more about the confrontation.
The details I do not have at this time. We know that it was an argument between the two that led up, but what exactly transpired prior to the shots being fired is still things that we're trying to get answers to.
Judge Mullins was hit multiple times in the shooting and pronounced dead at the scene. I'm Haya Punjwani.
The federal government is suing three big pharmacy benefit managers over a system of drug rebates that regulators say made the price of insulin soar for diabetic patients. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,